Today on the podcast, I've got another great answer to an incredible question from a listener. You're going to love this one because it's all about sales. Sales over the phone. Why am I having a hard time closing? It's all in your voice, and I'm going to give you the answer today. So I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I'm so glad you're with me here today. Thank you for taking your voice journey with me. I appreciate you and your downloads and shares and being a subscriber. Tell a friend about this show. I bet you know somebody who could benefit from this. Tell a friend. And listen, tell me if you have a voice story. Remember, I want to hear that. Working on the documentary. Things are going along nicely. If you want to find out more about the documentary, head on over to youtookmyvoice.com. I think you're going to really like some good stuff is coming out of it, coming into this documentary. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to, maybe I'll have a premiere and invite the listeners, a special listeners night premiere. Anyway, I'm going down a rabbit hole. Working on Q&A, answering questions that are coming in on the YouTube channel and the podcast here. Little series. I'm not sure how long I'll do this, but I think it might be beneficial. You know, I always pick a topic and teach something, but I love hearing what's going on with you. I just base my stuff based on things that I see on a regular basis with clients that come to work with me one-on-one. But it's great to hear from you because you know, the voice really is the most powerful tool you have. I have seen some extraordinary things lately, and I'm just the vessel. I'm just the vessel, so I don't want you to think I'm thinking I'm getting a big head or anything, but golly, there are some major shifts happening with my people, like record-breaking sales and promotions, and it's very cool, and it is because the voice is how we determine everything about you. And my question is, are we determining who you really are? Or do you have all these voice barriers and things in place where we can't connect to you? You're not captivating us. You're trying to be what you think we want you to be, all kinds of stuff. Well, those barriers that have been put in place to get a result are going to be the very thing that are going to keep you from getting a result. So I'm liking these questions that you're sending in. It's like being in the trenches, really what's going on out there. But I love that you are recognizing just how powerful your voice is and that it is really the missing link to getting you to the next level. It's not keeping you from success, but it can keep you from radical success. So I've done a couple of these talking about the sound being stuck, interacting with people in a high-pitched voice, suppressing tone. I put those two together because I felt like they were very linked. I don't know, I may end up revisiting that tone question because that's really popular stuff. My tone stuff, people like that. There's a lot of that toning going on in the world. But I love today's question. Oh my gosh, it's such a good one. And I think you're going to like it because it has to do with sales. And really so many people sell. Whether you're maybe you're not a sales rep, but if you're an entrepreneur, everybody sells, even I sell, right? So this question is from Melissa. Such a great question. Thank you, Melissa, if you're listening. I just started working in sales over the phone, and I feel like my tone of voice is the real reason why I'm having a hard time closing sales. Okay, before I even get into this, let me say a couple of things. There's that tone word again. So important. If your tone is off, we're determining stuff from that tone. So we really have to look at that tone. We're making decisions based on that tone. Our subconscious mind is deciphering things, making decisions. Got to watch that tone. And I love that Melissa realizes the connection between voice and sales. Now, I did an excellent podcast with Andra Bolin, who I love. She's a sales genius. Oh my gosh, I've worked with her a little bit. She's brilliant. And she gets it. She gets the power of sales, voice and sales. They go together. And there could be other things, Melissa. You could maybe need to talk, might need to talk to Andra Bolin. But voice is a huge part of it. I'm working with a guy right, well, I'm working with two guys right now. I think I mentioned it, one of them, literally changing the trajectory of his sales in 1 week. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's all in his voice. He knows his stuff. He's been doing it for years. He knows his stuff. Made a couple of voice shifts. Boom. Record sales. So, Melissa, you could very well be on to something. Another guy, you know, working with, totally changed. He's phone sales. He gets on the phone and has cold calls. Oh my gosh. Changing it big time, what we're doing with his voice. And some of the stuff that I'm doing with him is what I want to talk about today in relation to this question. Such a great question. There are probably most likely clearly voice barriers that are coming through in your voice. And these voice barriers are coming from different things. I did an episode on voice barriers, but basically voice barriers are things that we're doing that are coming out in our voice, like needing to prove. In this particular case, the first thing that came into my mind was expectations. Are there expectations? Just by asking for permission, your voice shifts. Just by needing to prove something, your voice shifts. There is what I call it voice barriers come into play. And we hear it. We hear the voice barrier. We don't identify it, but like I just got off a call earlier today and the first thing I heard in the girl's voice was asking my permission. And if she's in direct sales and she's trying to sell me something and she's the expert and she knows the product and she's asking my permission if I want to buy it, that's a problem. She wasn't using those words, but that is what I heard in her tone, back to tone. So things like, and these are things that could potentially be tripping Melissa up, maybe expectations of the sale, maybe needing to prove that she can do this to herself or another person, being what she thinks the person on the other end of the line wants her to be, which is not necessarily authentic. And this is what I talked about in one of those other Q&As. If I'm trying to navigate what you want me to be so that I can sell you something, you are not going to hear who I really am. And it's fascinating. I'll work with people and we've worked together a few weeks and they are just nailing it, doing great, so good. And I'll say, all right, now sell me something. And it's like, I don't know who got it. It's like some possessed their body. I'm like, what just happened here? Because all this stuff comes in, right? And it's all different layers of the muscle memory. We have to flush it up. Well, we don't take it out, but we have to put in something new to cover all of it up with new good voice habits. So if you're trying to, you know, be who you think I want you to be, so that I'll buy your product, never going to happen. That's that putting that thing in place to get a result that you want that will be the very thing that will keep you from getting the result that you want. So yeah, if you're in sales, time to look at your voice. If you are not making the sales, if you want to make more sales. So basically, let me tell you what these voice barriers are, what they're doing and what you're doing and I mentioned this in the last Q&A, and I'm kind of on this tangent. You are trying to control the outcome. The outcome is I need the sale. So what can I do in here in this conversation with my eye on the prize to get you to buy it? So you're not being authentically you. You're focusing on the outcome and you're making all these choices along with these voice barriers that are potentially already in your voice to get that outcome. Does that make sense? Now, a lot of people have voice barriers. I've talked about the guy who had the needing to prove. I've talked about people who have had asking for permission. A lot of people have voice barriers. But then we get on this sales call and we're so focused on that outcome that we become this chameleon-like, what can I do? What do they want? What do I think that they want? And it wrecks the whole thing. So what you want to do is control the conversation. Because when you control the conversation, you get the outcome. It's a given. So how do you control the conversation? Well, first and foremost, you don't control the conversation. You show me who you are. You talk to me, not at me. I'm going to repeat that because it is that much of a game changer. Talk to me, not at me. It's staggering to me how many people I work with that I literally, one of the most profound things I do for them is simply give them permission to have a conversation. We get so bogged down in on and this and being what they want, and I got to prove, and I got to make sure they're okay, and I got to have high energy, or I got to have this, or I got to have that to get that outcome. Barriers, 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 barriers. I can't connect to it. And I will say to them, stop talking at me and just talk to me. Have a conversation with me. And they try it again and then it's better. And I'll say, all right, where do you like to hang out? Oh, I like to drink coffee down at the XYZ. I say, okay, cool. Me and you are down at the XYZ having coffee. I'm having a vanilla latte. Because that's what I like, whole milk, steamed at 135, just saying. And we're just having a conversation. So now do this whole sales pitch, this whole, you know, whatever you're presenting, just me and you. And you can literally start this conversation with, hey, Tracy, you know what I wanted to talk to you about? Everything shifts. When I put them in that place of just having a conversation with me, all of the barriers go away. All of a sudden, I'm captivated where before I wasn't. All of a sudden, I can connect with them instantly where before I couldn't. All of a sudden, I am compelled to take action where before I wasn't even listening. Okay? This is what's happening to your people. So just have a conversation. I'm giving you permission to just talk to them. We think, and I don't know, do they teach it in an MBA program? I don't know where it comes from. This, I gotta, you know, perform, I gotta be on, I gotta show, I gotta teach, I gotta rattle off a bunch of cool words so they know I know what I'm talking about. They're not even listening. If they don't connect with you, you're doing that whole dog and pony show and they're thinking about whatever they're gonna do this weekend. They're thinking about being down at the XYZ drinking coffee with me. That's what they're thinking about. Because you're talking at them, you got all these barriers, you're focused on the outcome, talk to them. Here is your permission slip to just have a conversation. You think it won't be enough, that you need all that other stuff. And truly, you don't. You really don't. You know, have you ever known somebody that wears a lot of makeup? And this, you know, again, no offense, that I've known people over my life, young girls, it happens a lot with young girls, like a 13-year-old, they put on a lot of makeup and they look fine. They take the makeup off and it's like, why are you wearing all that? You don't need all that. That's what this is. You don't need all of it. Because when you have a conversation, the magic is going to happen because you are going to be in your body. You're not going to be all up in your head thinking about getting all those big fancy words right that I don't care about anyway. Which is the next problem. You're up in your head thinking about what to say. You're up in your head thinking about what I'm thinking about what you're saying. Stop thinking. Get out of your head. When you're in a conversation with me, you are present in the moment. You know, I'll do this game with people I'm working with, and I'll say your first line to me of your presentation or whatever. Because first lines are the worst, always. They're the most stiff. They're the most voice barriers. They're the most everything. And they are the most important. The first 30 seconds is the most important. I'll say that first line. They'll say it. And I'll say, okay, ask me a question. They'll say, what's your favorite color? I'll say, green. I'll say, ask me another question. Well, you like dogs? I love dogs. Ask me another question. You going on a vacation this year? No, work is my vacation. Now say your first line is what I say to them. Totally changes everything. Because they're not up in their head. They're in the moment with me. They were engaged with me. They were listening to me. They didn't have time to get all up in the fancy zone. They just talk to me. So just talk to me. And you can even try that. You know, you can even try that before you go in to do a presentation or get on a phone call. Just kind of talk. Just, hey, you know, you call in Joe. All right. Hey, Joe. Hey, how's it going? You been hunting lately? Hey, Joe, how's it going? You been over to the car place lately? Hey, Joe, how's it? Family. Hey, Joe. Whatever. Say it out loud first and then get on the call. Because it will get you out of your head. You've got to get out of your head. I'm on this rampage about getting all of you out of your head. All right? Don't think about what to say. Don't think about what I'm thinking about. You don't know what I'm thinking about. If you're up there thinking about it, I'm not thinking about anything about you. I'm thinking about being over at the XYZ, having coffee. Remember that. And when you're on a sales call, that's tricky because you're thinking about making the sale. You're thinking about what I'm thinking about buying from you. You're thinking about the expectation of making the sale. You're thinking about the outcome. Stop. Just have a conversation. Talk to me, not at me. And that means listen. When they are talking back to you, listen. Don't be up in your head thinking about what you're going to say next. Listen. Because you've heard me talk about this on an episode before. When you are listening, I think this was the job interview series. I talked about this. When you're listening, something different happens to your voice when you start to speak again in conversation than if you are up in your head thinking about what you're going to say and then go straight from there. The barriers and everything are there. But if you really listen and are in the moment, I call it premeditated versus in the moment. If you're really in the moment, your voice is not going to have all that junk on it. So really listen, talk to me and breathe. Breathing keeps showing up in all these question and answer episodes. Taking a breath. When they're talking, taking a breath, it pulls you back down in your body. Taking a breath, it pulls you back down in your body. Now there's other things that we can do. Like we could talk about push and pull. One of the biggest problems with selling is people rely on the push elements and they really need the pull elements. They need both. But without hearing your voice, Melissa, I'm not sure if you need pull elements, if you need push elements, what's going on? So I'm not going to dive into that too much, but that's huge, huge. My people tend to have too much push, not enough pull. You want me to connect with you? Pull me close. We think it's weak. We think we're losing our power if we play into the pull elements. No, you're stepping into your power. It's like conversation. Well, I can't just have a conversation with them because I need all this fancy. I need these big words and I need to be on and I need to teach and I need to prove and I need to ask for permission and I need to show them. No, you don't need any of it. Take your makeup off and show me who you really are. That's what you need to do. And that's how you start to shift it. That's how you start getting record-breaking sales. That's how, out of nowhere, nobody hangs up on you on cold calls anymore. That's how it's done. You talk to me. Get rid of the voice barriers. Get rid of the you know, the controlling the outcome from the first word. I hear it on a subconscious level. I'm not dissecting it, but it's repelling me. So that was a great question. And I hope that was a great answer for you. I love that question. And I think this is a big one for a lot of people. A lot of people do this. Everybody that works with me just about has all this mess going on, and we have to take it away. Right? And it's blind trust. It's blind trust in what I'm saying because it doesn't make sense. I love it when I work with people and I'm like, does that feel bad? Yeah, that's weird. I don't like it. You're going to do it anyway? I'm going to do it. Why are you going to do it? Because you told me to, right? And then they get used to it. And so it's recalibrating a new normal. All right, so that's it. If you have any questions, send them in. I want to hear them. And I've got more questions to do a few more of these episodes on, and then I don't know what I'll do next. Don't forget about the Voices of Success program. I think this episode will roll out before it happens. If not, definitely check it out for the next round with me and Simon Kozlowski. It's time to find your voice of success. But that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.